Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, this is Denise Bassi, Randy from All My Children.
Hey, this is Chriselle Stout, and you're listening to Stardust Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardust Radio. This is Joanne, your host. Today is August 17th, 2009. I'm so happy to be back from vacation and back on the air with you guys. It's been a long 3 weeks, and I can't imagine a better guest to come back with. The incredibly beautiful, talented Miss Dina Martin. Welcome to the show. Hi, Dina.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
I am very good. Thank you. Where were you on your vacation?
Oh, my goodness. I took a road trip with my children.
Oh, how fun is that?
Not so fun on the way back, but it was nice going.
We took are we there yet?
Yeah, exactly. We took a road trip from Buffalo, New York to Fort Lauderdale to visit my parents.
Oh my gosh.
It was crazy. It was a crazy trip. I can't say that I'd do it again, but it was an experience.
That's right. You've got memories for a lifetime.
That's it. So welcome to the show. This is an honor, I have to say, a big honor, because I grew up listening to your father's music. My father has got to be like one of the biggest Dean Martin fans aside from Bonnie Hunt. And we just grew up, you know, listening to the Rat Pack music and to Dean and watching the shows. And when I look at you, I see your father. You're identical. I mean, you're identical.
You know, I am. I'm just smaller.
But we have
We have the same face, and you know, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, and I couldn't be happier. And we have the same name.
And that's amazing to me, too. I love the way it's spelled out, and it's just, I just have to gush for a second and just say that it's an honor to even have you on the show. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I've heard wonderful things about you.
Oh, thank you. Well, let me start by just talking a little bit about you and your dad, and what was it like growing up being Dean Martin's daughter? Did you feel pressure to be in the business, or just was it a natural thing? Or, I mean, he just seems so funny and just so incredible. What was it like growing up with him?
You know, the way he seemed, the way he was on TV and in his movies, that's exactly how he was. He was laid back. He was cool. He was so funny. You would not believe it. And we were very proud to be Dean Martin's children, because he was so cool, and everybody loved him. In my life, I've never met anyone who didn't love Dean Martin. But the fun that we had at the house growing up, and we had a nice big home, you know, with a tennis court and a pool, and a pool table. So, but there were lots of kids, so we needed all that space. But I tell you, we would have a fantastic time at 601 Mountain Drive. And then you asked me about, did he want us to get into business? I think into the business, or was it natural for me to, start singing and go into show business? And he did not push us really to do anything. And I think you mentioned maybe having pressure.
Did you feel any kind of pressure just being his daughter, to be in that business? You know, some children of actors or singers or whatever sometimes feel like, oh, well, you know, that's what dad or mom does, so maybe I should do it too. Like, were you ever afraid to take your own path, you know?
No, you know what? They made it so nice and easy at home to really pursue anything you wanted to do. Dad would just be happy if you were working. It didn't really matter what it was that you were doing. He was, he wouldn't push you in any way. He would encourage you and things like that, but it's not like he would pick up the phone and call Lou Wasserman and say, put my daughter in your movie. Dad would not do anything like that. And, you know, although I was going to say, and we never asked him to, but probably should have. but you know, and he would have done anything for us. But there was no pressure to do it. It was just natural. We loved to sing. You know, we were given the opportunity to take dance lessons and do anything that we wanted to do. And so we were just a musical family, I must say. So it was in my genes.
Oh, well, you know what? I've listened to your new CD, Volare, and you have an incredibly silky, smooth voice, and it's still made for that type of music, and it's amazing. Listening to you sing it and listening, you know, from the people who originated them, this is the stuff that I grew up on. And what I love about this music is that it carries on from generation to generation. I mean, I'm going to be 40, but my kids are young, but they know who Dean Martin is, you know, and they know the Rat Pack, you know.
You're bringing them up right.
Absolutely. You know, there's no other way. You know, to me, this is like tradition. You know, these are people that you just know. You know Dean Martin. You know Frank Sinatra. You know Sammy Davis Jr. And now they know Dean Martin because on our trip back from Florida for the last 3 days in the car, I had it playing. So they know it.
Well, I'm very happy that you're doing that. You know, and we can bring this, it's timeless classics, it's the Great American Songbook, and my goal is to bring it to new generations and to keep it going, and you're keeping it going by playing it for your children, and it's fantastic, because you're a couple generations away from Dean Martin, and, you know, so I'm grateful to your parents and to everybody now, the radio stations who are playing this fabulous music. It's lyrics you can understand, you can identify with them. The music is, it's fabulous. It's just my honor and my pleasure to be able to sing these songs.
And you do it so beautifully. I have a person in the chat room that wants me to ask before I even get any further. Did Dean play any musical instruments?
Well, you know, he started as a drummer. He was a drummer, and in fact, I have pictures of him in the Boy Scouts with a drum around his neck. He really had a good beat, yeah. So he was a musician.
Wonderful. Okay, that question was from original screen name they have, Quark Gable. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Quark Gable. All right. Tell me what inspired you to recreate a lot of these songs.
Oh, good question. In fact, no one's ever asked me that, and I've done quite a few interviews. What inspired me? First of all, I just love the songs on this album. It was so much fun to pick and choose the songs that we were going to put on the album. This is my husband is the producer, John Griffith. And we had a fabulous arranger, Charlie Colello, and we did it, you know, we got the best musicians, and it all kind of came about. I've always wanted to do these songs, and when I said I was going to do my second album, of course people would make suggestions, and, you know, my mom said, well, Dina, I love What a Difference a Day Makes, so would you please record that? And I said, of course, you know, you can't say no to your mom. And my husband's mother loves A Kiss to Build a Dream On. And, of course, for my darling Jerry Lewis, who I adore more than anything, I had to record Smile just because it's his theme song and such a beautiful, beautiful song. And I love the arrangement of this. And we picked Volare to be the title song, the title the track on the album, because, first of all, it's one of my favorite. You know, I know that I keep saying it's my favorite songs, but, they're all so good. But we picked Volare because it means to fly.
Right.
And my husband and I have an airplane, and it's called Volare. And it just kind of went together. So I thought, we have to do Volare and put that on the album. And hopefully, and it has. The album has flown off the rack, so I'm thrilled with that. But picking out each song, there's a definite meaning and personal meaning for all of these songs for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and those are timeless songs. Those, and if you say Volare, everybody knows who it is associated with. And so many people tried to reproduce it, you know, in different ways and stuff. But
it could never be done the way he did it or the way that you did it. You know, I think I don't want to say other people's versions are bad. They're not bad. They're different. You know what I mean? It's like coming from the daughter of the master, it's acceptable.
Yes.
To me, anyway,
well,
you know.
Thank you. No, I understand exactly what you're saying. It's funny, years ago when my first album came out, we were in Da Vinci's restaurant in Beverly Hills where my dad used to have dinner every night, and he would sit in the same booth, and he was just so cute in there, and it was like the Dean Martin booth. And I remember going in there after after the album came out, and I gave it to the owners, and they put it on, you know, it was playing through the restaurant. And he said the people came up to him and said, well, how come this girl is singing all of these Dean Martin songs? We don't think that's right. And then he told them, well, that's Dean Martin's daughter, Dina. And they said, oh, well, we love the way she's doing these songs. And it was very cute because that made it okay that I was singing, you know, my dad's songs and really paying, doing it respectfully and with the same hopefully class and style that he had.
Oh, gosh, there's no doubt. There's no question, and I can completely agree with that. I think certain things, certain songs should only be remade by certain people. I mean, it's very difficult to remake a classic, and that it is, but coming from the master's daughter, it's just a completely acceptable thing, and it's done so beautifully, you know?
Thank you.
So, I mean, I can't say enough about it. I actually purchased it for my father, so he should be getting it in the mail soon, and I told him that you were coming on, and he was like thrilled. I mean, God forbid he stay up past, you know, 7 o'clock, but he'll listen to it in the archives, you know. He'll listen to it in the archives.
What's his name?
Jack.
Well, I should have autographed one for him to Jack. I can still do that. We can talk after the show.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely. That would be awesome.
That would be my honor.
Oh, so speaking, talking about your father, and this is probably going to be something extremely hard for you to even pinpoint. Right off the top of your head, probably without even giving it hardly any thought, what can you tell me is your best childhood memory with your dad?
Oh, well, you know, there were so many, but there is one that absolutely sticks out in my mind. It's when I was 16 years old. And I asked my dad he asked me what I wanted for my 16th birthday, and I said, I want a coat, a suede coat from Wilson's House of Suede. And he said, okay, go get it. And I said, no, I want you to go pick it out with me. I want you to be there when I get this coat. And, you know, and the look on his face was like, well, really? and I said, yes, that's what's important to me, that you be there with me. And he said, okay. He said, I'll meet you tomorrow at 3:30 after school. He said, I'll meet you there. And sure enough, he stopped his golf game, and he came over, and he was waiting at the store, and there were lots of sales girls around him, you know, laughing and giggling, and he sat there, and I walked in, and I tried on every coat in the room, and because, you know, he was there with me, and it was my private time with him, which was so important. You know, there were 7 children, and it was very difficult. Mm-hmm. He was so busy working and, you know, doing movies and making recordings and going to Las Vegas. So he was so busy. So what was important about that whole time I had with him was that he was with me doing something just with me alone.
Mm-hmm. And those are the important things. And I'm picturing it in my head as you're telling me the story, because it's almost like a scene from a movie. You know, it's like you got the big movie star that comes in with his daughter, and it's kind of like, take care of my daughter. I'll sign you an order. Take care of my daughter. You know, I could just see it. It's amazing.
It was so funny. And, you know, and so I tried on every coat, and he's going, yeah, I love that one. That one's great. And then finally, after we picked out the coat, he said, okay, can I go now? And I said, well, wait, now we have to pick out the, you know, the fabric. Is it going to be suede? Is it going to be leather? Is it going to be beige? Is it going to be black? And the poor thing, he sat there with me, and he was just a doll. And then he said, okay, so it's going to be that style, and it's going to be the beige suede. Can I go now? I said, no, now we have to pick out the buttons. And, it was quite something. But he was patient and wonderful and kind and sweet.
That's adorable. That's like probably one of the best stories I've heard. That's a great one.
It touched my heart too.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me about your book, Memories Made of This.
Uh-huh.
I did not get a chance to read it yet, but that's another thing on my list now.
Oh, you'll love it. You will
I
love it.
I love reading books like this, and this is another thing on the list for Jack. You know, he's
okay.
got, I tell you, he's got a room, and I'm not lying. He has a room dedicated to your father, Frank Sinatra, the whole Rat Pack deal. I think he's got every CD, everything that's ever been made. So these are the things that he gets now for birthdays, Christmases, and stuff like that. Anything that new comes out from their children or whatever else, because he owns all the original stuff. So,
great. Yeah. Well, then, since you've already gotten him the album, if that's on the way, then I can send him a book. I can autograph a book to him.
And we'll
do that. And then you read it.
Absolutely.
You will love it. You won't be able to put it down. And it's my life with my dad. And it goes from, you know, day one for him all the way past when he passed away. And that was on Christmas in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And the book is just my, you know, my love letter to my dad. And what you go through in your life, and that you can come through at the end. There are tough times, there are great times, and I think it will surprise a lot of people. The story, and it's from my heart, and it's our lives growing up, and how it was to be Dean Martin's daughter. It's something that touches everyone. It's not just for Dean Martin fans. It's
right.
about relationships, you know, a father and daughter. And it's you know, husbands and wives, and it's going through divorce and death, of course. You know, all of that is in the book, and but how you can come out in the end, and everything can be just beautiful. So that's
very candid, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And it's gotten amazing reviews. Now, what are the talks about it becoming a movie?
Well, we definitely are making the movie.
Okay.
And I have, Joe Mantegna is going to, I believe he's going to be directing. Bonnie Hunt is writing the screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been, you know, people have asked me, who do I want to play me? And, you know, to me, I think Jennifer Love Hewitt is fabulous, and she reminds me of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's a darling. I think she's a very good actress, and she's pretty, and she can sing, and so that would be great. I've been tossing around. I would love for Johnny Depp to play Dean Martin.
That's an awesome choice.
Yeah, he's an unbelievable actor. He has the same hairline as my dad. He's cool. You know, he's handsome, and he's an excellent actor. So, you know, I have my wish list, and it is going forward, and you know, nothing is set. I mean, except for Joe Mantegna and Bonnie Hunt. But it will be a fabulous movie, and you know, made with heart and soul. And I think that Bonnie is an excellent writer for a screenplay. I think she's wonderful.
Right. Well, she's an incredible person. Period. I was glad to see her come back on television and get into stuff like that. And she is such a huge fan of your father. So I think that's so appropriate. She would do him justice.
I know. Did you ever see Return to Me, the movie?
You know what? No, I didn't, but I saw you mention it on her show. But so yeah, I'm gonna have to look at that one too.
You have got to get Return to Me. It is a touching, moving, funny, fabulous movie. It'll just make you feel great, and it opens up with my dad singing Return to Me. So they had me from the minute it started, of course.
I bet.
She did an incredible job on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that I'm going to have to see, too. But she's such an appropriate choice, because she's definitely somebody that would do him justice and the book justice, since she is so invested in him. You know.
Yes, true. And she would do it with love and respect and humor. She is so funny.
Yes, she is.
Oh, my gosh.
She's incredible.
She is.
And your father was like that also. He was very off the cuff, and I love, perfect combination right there.
That's the way he was, and they would have adored each other, because they have pretty much the same sense of humor, and they find humor in everything, and yet they know what's important, and she is a very good person, and so is Dad.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting all misty now. All right.
That's okay, too.
I have some callers. You ready to take a couple calls, Dina?
Sure, happy to.
All right, let's go over here to area code 312, which I believe is Chicago. You're on the phone with Dina Martin. What's your name?
Hi, Dina. It's Frankie.
Hi, Frankie. I'm coming back to Chicago next week.
You are. Did you get the CD that I left for you with Ron?
Yes, I did. Is this, yes, I did. Now, is this Frankie on Sam? What is your last name,
yes.
Frank? Yes, that's right. Yes, I did. Thank you. So are you going to come to Addison?
I just send me an email. Let me know where you are and when you are, and I will be more than happy to be there for you.
Oh, that's great. So have you been? Did you enjoy the show last week?
Yes, I did. I'm not trying to ignore our hostess. I just this is my first time calling your show, so I'm not 100% positive how to.
Oh, no, don't worry. This is all about Dina. Go ahead. You got your question?
Yes, I just wanted to make sure that she knows how I feel about her and her dad, because they mean so much to when my dad was alive. And so I just want to make sure that, anytime she needs me, all she has to do is call me.
Well, thank you very, very much. And I know, and I love getting your emails, and I'm so glad that you were listening tonight and that I could talk to you, because it was such a crazy, crazy weekend last weekend with Connie Francis being there, and they had us, working so hard. But didn't you love that Connie got up and sang?
Yes, that was
thrilled. And what an honor for me to be able to sing Stupid Cupid for Connie Francis. It was great.
Exactly. Well, yeah, just like I said, I don't want to take up too much time, but just send me an email. Let me know where you're going to be, and I'll be there first in row.
All right. I will do that. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thanks, Vidi.
Bye-bye.
That's wonderful. And for those of you in the chat room and on the phone lines, you can go to dinamartin.com. And there is a list of Dina's appearances and where she's going to be, concerts. And, yes, the next one is, August 22nd at Chicago's West Suburban Italian Festival in Centennial Park, Addison, Illinois. So check that out. But go check out dinamartin.com, though, because there's a lot of information there. I mean, it's an amazing website, amazingly done, and so full of information. So make sure everybody that's listening and in the chat room, check that out also. So, that one's that. Okay.
That was nice talking to Frankie.
Yes. I take it he's a huge fan.
Yes, he is. Every time we go to Chicago, he's there, and that's great. It's the fans, and he just loved my dad, and it's wonderful. He comes to all my shows, and it's just great to know that he's keeping this all alive and that he keeps coming back.
How amazing is it, though, that really, I mean, your father's been was around for so many years and so popular, and now here we are in almost 2010, and his memory is as alive as he would have been. You know what I mean? It's just like no one can ever forget him. I think it's amazing.
He's one of a kind. He had that beautiful, beautiful voice. And he was so handsome and so cool, definitely the king of cool. And we have his TV shows and his movies.
Exactly.
And there was just something about him that he made you feel good. And when you hear him sing, you can hear and you can see the smile on his face. And so it's something that he should continue on forever. There's no one else like him.
No. And can I tell you, my 8-year-old knows your father mostly because of Cannonball Run movies.
Funny.
I swear to you. Is that not hysterical? Him and Sammy
it
Davis
is hysterical.
Cannonball Run. That's 8 years old. My sister had him watching it. So, yeah, that's how he was introduced to your father. So now that he knows he's a singer, it's like, oh, okay.
Oh, yes. And, it's however they introduced my dad to them, it's great because everything he did was so wonderful. And, the Matt Helm movies and the Martin and Lewis. He was so funny when he was with Jerry Lewis. And, so all of his films, he's made some unbelievable films like Rio Bravo and, The Young Lions. So there's no end to Dean Martin material. And those roasts on TV,
hysterical.
So funny. And
hysterical.
Everybody was on those roasts.
Yes, hysterical.
I agree. So any way that you can get them introduced to that era, I completely agree. That's the way it should go. Absolutely.
Thank
it
you.
Should be a never forgotten era of music, movies, and all that stuff. I mean, that's just me in a nutshell, in my opinion. So,
yeah.
Keep it coming.
And also,
keep
you know,
coming,
and he was also he was very charitable, and you know, people don't know that. That's not something that he would put out there for everyone to know. And
mm-hmm.
you know, he put in the first it's a cancer treatment center in Steubenville, Ohio. And he, you know, he went in and did that. There was
mm-hmm.
one in New York, and I think one in Washington, and then one in Steubenville, Ohio, thanks to my dad. So
yes.
it's all the things that he did in his life that made up this incredible,
mm-hmm.
incredible Dean Martin.
And it's funny because whenever he would mention Steubenville, Ohio, I always thought it was a made-up place. Because of the, I never believed that that's what it really was.
Yes.
I never, ever believed it. But, yeah, I read about the cancer foundations and stuff like that. And you go back there once a year, don't you, to Steubenville?
Yes, every year to Steubenville where we have the Dean Martin Festival. We have Dean Martin mm-hmm. Day. And it's so much fun. People come from all over the world. You know,
mm-hmm.
it could be Belgium or London. And it's all fans of Dean Martin. And I usually put on a free concert. And then we have, you know, we have a grand marshal. We had Dennis Farina and
mm-hmm.
Regis Philbin, and so we have people who will come who just adore Dean Martin, and we just spend a couple days having a great time, and it's like seeing old friends again.
And this goes to children's cancer research,
yes,
or
and all mm-hmm. well, all of the proceeds are for the we have a Dean Martin music scholarship. So
mm-hmm.
four scholarships usually go to the young children in the four high schools in the Steubenville area to continue
okay.
on the music. So it's the Dean Martin music scholarships, and the money goes to the Children's Hospital, and that's what we try and do every year.
And
it's,
you
know, it's getting tough, though. You know, the economy it's very tough in Steubenville right now.
The music scholarships are so important because it's really a shame that a lot of the high schools in the United States are electing to cut music out as, you know, as an option because of cutbacks. When, you know, I mean, there's so many other ways to do it, but music is just an essential part of people, and it gives kids an out. You know, it keeps
yeah.
them occupied, it keeps them off the streets, and that's definitely something that I believe is well worth keeping around, and the fact that you do that is amazing, you know, just to keep the music alive.
Yes, it's so important, and it does, it touches everyone's soul, and it just,
mm-hmm.
You know, music makes you a better person, just listening to it and enjoying it, and it touches your soul. So it's a very worthwhile charity that we do there and raising the money. And all of the volunteers, everybody is a volunteer in Steubenville.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just so, so happy to go back there. And we have a great time and do good while we're there.
Absolutely. And the Children's Cancer Research, that's another big one for me. I'm a cancer survivor. So I never
had
it as a child. I am. I was diagnosed
uh-huh.
with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma when I was 32. And I'm only...
Ooh.
I'll be 40 this year, but I'm 4 years now in remission. So, yeah, I really get into that kind of stuff now. It's something that I never, ever thought of course, until you
yes.
get slammed with it yourself. You know,
I know, and you have no idea when something like this is going to happen. And, you know,
oh.
I lost my sister to breast cancer years ago,
really?
About
oh,
11
wow.
years ago. And you know, you never know when it will hit you. I mean, it's just it's shocking. And any kind of research and help that we can do, we've got to do it. It can be your
Absolutely.
Mother, your sister, yeah, and anybody. So, you know, I'm all for raising money for this. It's a terrible
yeah.
disease. Yeah,
the trials are so worth it. I mean, I did my treatments on experimental trials. Yeah, I did both of, well, actually the first set of chemo that I did was experimental. Then I went into remission, then it came back, and then I had to do a bone marrow transplant. But, I mean, it really, it did what it said, what they said it would do. But unfortunately, it did come back. But again, here I am, you know, and I had a, what they call an autologous bone marrow transplant where they reharvested my own bone marrow because it didn't affect me in the bones, and they just planted it right back into me. So
oh
I didn't have
God.
To go through a donor. Yeah. So the experimental treatments are so, so important. People don't seem
yes,
to understand that, you know. So they all got to come from somewhere.
That's exactly right.
You know. So, all right, we got a caller here, Dina, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Area code 954. You're on the phone with Dina. What's your name?
I'm Sharon. How are you?
Hi,
Hi
Sharon.
Hi, Dina.
Oh, it's nice to talk to you. I've been enjoying listening to this all along. Well, I have to say, Dina, that I'm honored to talk to you. And, of course, was a huge fan of your father's, as was my father. And parents, actually, both a fan of your father. And we used to watch the show. I used to watch it growing up. I enjoyed all the classics. My father's got your father's tapes. He still plays those Dean Martin tapes. And
he does. Well, there. Is it the roast?
Yes, it's the roast. And, in fact, they're in assisted living right now. They live in Cleveland, Ohio. That's where I'm from, Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh.
I now live in the Hollywood, Florida, Fort Lauderdale area. And,
I love Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, it's great. And my dad was telling me that he brought the tape into the movie room the other night, and, you know, they were just so well entertained. The people that live at the assisted living place were laughing, and it was such great memories because there were so many people. I think Don Rickles was in it. You know, it was just funny, and they were laughing, and they just enjoyed it. It was great nostalgia for all of them.
Oh, it's great. You know, I mean, and it's a good, clean fun, and the incredible stars that were on that show. And we do have to, you know, keep playing them, and I know I go into assisted living facilities, and I sing for everybody, and they just love it, and it's the
I'm
memories.
Sure they love it, and I was watching your video online, and it's terrific. You're beautiful, and you sound fantastic.
Oh, thank you. It's a lot of hard work, but it's definitely worth it. And you know, I'm pretty sure it's the reason why I was named Dina Martin, and I look like my dad, and this is what I was meant to do. And it's keeping his name alive and carrying on the music, and I think it's so important. And I'm just blessed to be able to do this. And all the hard work is paying off. It's very rewarding, and I just adore what we're doing.
I know what it's like because I'm an entertainer here in South Florida, and it took a long time to build up a repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I learned to sing Valari, and I was listening to. Of course, your father sang it great.
Oh, it was
absolutely great. I mean, that was the classic. Plus, everybody loves somebody sometime, you know.
Yes, right.
In the late 60s, I would come home from school, and that was like the number one hit.
Well, you know, it actually knocked the Beatles out of first place. I think
I believe
that was a hard Day's Night was number one, and after that British invasion, and no one could knock them out of, you know, off the top of the charts. And so Dad did. And it was cute. So he sent letters to Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra, and he said, "I did it."
It was like around the same time that Frank Sinatra's "When I Was 17." It was a very good year. Was it popular?
I can't remember the year of that, but I love that
68,
song.
68, around there. Maybe, no.
Well, this was 64.
Like 65, yeah, okay.
64 was "Everybody Loves Somebody."
Right. Okay. I was young, you know, and it was like the time of the Beatles when I was really discovering music. I think I first started with Stevie Wonder, you know.
Sure, we all did, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm a baby boomer, as you can tell.
Uh-huh.
And so just the memories of your dad are fantastic, but they bring really happy memories to my folks, too.
Oh, I'm so glad about that. That's what it's about. And, you know, he brought so much pleasure to everybody, so I'm happy to carry on.
Oh, you're doing a great job, and it makes us feel good because we feel that we have the legacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yes, it's true. It's a lot of pressure. No, it's
well,
just fun for me.
It must
you know, it's
be.
It's fun, and you know, when I get out there and I'm going to sing, and it's and I have these wonderful arrangements, and I'll have a big band, or I'll have whatever it is that I have. The people are so receptive, and they're so happy and eager to listen, and and very kind. So it's all working out just the way it should.
Well, I can't wait to see your show, and I'm looking at your tour dates online, so I'll be sure to make a point of seeing a show. And,
great. Well, you know what? I'm just talking about coming to Florida to do a concert tour, so that'll be great, and I will have it posted on the tours and events.
Well,
and, you know, I recorded the album in Miami. I recorded all the music, most of the music, and then I did part of it at Capitol Records in Hollywood, which was in Hollywood, California,
which
was so exciting for me using, you know, my dad's microphone at being at Capitol Records.
He knows
just,
that, Dina. I'm sure he knows it, too.
I you know, I feel that he does. And, in fact, I'm sitting downstairs. We have a studio at home, and all of these beautiful photographs that my husband got for me of all of the artists who sang at Capitol Records. So I have Nat King Cole and Bobby Darin and Peggy Lee, and I have all of the. I'm surrounded by all of the photos, and they help me when I sing. You know, I feel very blessed that I have them all around me.
And I'll tell you, you were so lucky.
I know,
that kind of family. You really were. That would have been a dream come true for me. I was the only one actually that really went into the business in my family and just basically enjoy it. But I'm more of an impressionist, but I do sing. And I find that, you know, there are a lot of good singers. So, you know, it's hard to be the greatest singer because there are so many. And
it's true. But you know what? You have to be you. And
I
so
have
and
to
that's
be me, exactly.
And that's what makes you different. I remember asking my dad when I was very young if I could take voice lessons. And he said, no, he says, you don't want to take voice lessons.
Really?
He said, you'll end up sounding like everybody in the choir. He said, have your own voice.
You know,
and,
that's
you know,
true.
Make it you. I, you know, and I said, well, thank you very much. But, you know, see, Dad was a natural. He had no idea that nobody could sing the way he could. And, you know, I mean, I of course, went on and have had, you know, voice lessons training for years and years because it was important for me. But the single most important thing he said to me was make it your own and make it special, make it your voice so that you don't sound like everybody else.
That was wonderful advice.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to have a voice coach. He's passed away. His name was Fred Steele. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He was from New York. He taught
yeah,
a lot
I think
of
I have.
People. And he used to say to me, let the audience hang on to the next word you say, not the next note you sing. Art is the parent, science the child. Remember that. He used to tell me that, you know, not to get all nervous.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, and he used to say, just enjoy yourself and have the attitude that this is my party and I hope you'll join it, you know. And
that's right, and sing the song and
time.
And tell the story, right?
Exactly,
you know, because each song is a story, and that's, you know, you're a storyteller with music.
Do you get nervous up there at all?
Nervous? No, I get excited, you know, because it's thrilling and it's exciting to go out there and do it. You know, hopefully I'll remember all the words and, you know, things like that. But the audience is so welcoming and so kind that even if, you know, if I make a mistake, you know, I'll probably just giggle or something or go on.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the way that Dad used to do it, he would make a mistake and leave it in. And
everybody
he was just
does.
Charming. Yeah.
And he'd fix it with a joke. So there's nothing more perfect than that.
You can giggle right through it, and they don't know
there you go.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Because we all make mistakes. And,
this is true. So there you go, Sharon. You got advice from a pro.
I know, definitely. And you sing partly in Italian, too, when you do the Volare, don't you?
Yes, I do. There's a couple songs that I do in Italian, and it's just it's close to my heart. And I love it.
Perfect.
I think Domenico Modugno. Remember that name?
Modugno, yes.
Modugno.
He's the one who wrote, Volare, and he won Record of the Year. It was the Song of the Year in 1958.
And I was trying to learn the song from that. And it was still tough on me because I couldn't get all the words. And then I have a neighbor right behind me whose mother was Italian, and sat at the table with me and taught me the words to the song and said, "I'm flying and my face is painted blue." And she kept, you know, telling the words to the song.
I know.
Yeah, and so I knew what I was singing when I did it. But the monkey,
yes, well, and that's it's important so you can tell the story. So it was very nice talking to you.
Oh,
and when we come
you
to Florida,
so
come to the show.
Absolutely. And I'm Karen, and I'm going to come say hello to you.
Great. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good night.
You too.
Oh, wow. Do you get that all the time when you're out and about, people asking you for advice on how to sing and stuff?
Yes. You know, it. You know, people ask me all sorts of questions, and it's great. It's all part of it, and
mm-hmm.
I'm happy to help in any way that I can. You know, to give them advice and everything, but I do get so many requests, and
mm-hmm.
And you know, and it gets it's tough. You want to be able to help everybody and answer all the questions and everything,
right?
But sometimes when you know, when we're on a tour, a concert tour, I'm doing shows, the time you know, it's every minute is spoken for, so it's really difficult to get away and talk to people, and
right,
you know, and it's tough. But I do enjoy it.
You mentioned Nat King Cole before. Now, you know what I would love to see is you do. Do you remember when Natalie Cole did a virtual duet?
Yes. Unforgettable with her dad.
Yes.
Yes.
I would love to see you and do something like that with your father in a video.
I think that would be
so amazing.
Well, you know what? In my concert, in my show, I actually sing a duet with my dad with "Welcome to My World," mm-hmm. and behind me, my husband made a beautiful video of photos all through my life. And
mm-hmm.
so here you have, you know, this incredible song of Dad singing "Welcome to My World," and I sing with him. It's a beautiful duet. It's a beautiful part of my concert. So, and then we're working on hopefully doing a duet on a new CD.
Oh, that would be fabulous. I could just
yes.
picture it, and I think that would look so beautiful to see you two side by side like that.
Very special
like
to
that.
Me, yeah.
Oh,
thank
absolutely.
You.
Well, Dina, I can't tell you what, and this has gone by so fast for me. I'm like wanting to just keep talking. it's just, all right. So when you, I'm keeping an eye on your dates, and the next time you're actually in New York, and because I'm up in Buffalo, but I will go down to Manhattan to see you.
All right. Well, you know what? I will be, I'll be in Connecticut at Foxwoods, the casino.
Oh, yes, I saw that too. Foxwoods, okay.
Yes, and Feinstein's, but so we'll let you know. I'll keep it all posted
absolutely.
On there. I'd love to see you.
Yeah,
have you come to my show.
Everyone that's in the chat room or that's listening, I also have links posted to DinaMartin.com and links to Amazon.com to purchase her book and the CD Volare the book Memories Are Made of This and the CD. So please check that out and get it. You will not be sorry. I mean, it is incredibly feel-good music sung by an amazingly talented woman, and it's just, I can't say enough good things about it. So please go to those links and purchase it. You won't be sorry. And keep an eye on DinaMartin.com for up-and-coming concert dates. Go see her in concert, because I know when I can get down there, I definitely will be there. It would be just a true pleasure to watch you sing.
Oh, thank you so much, Joanne. This has been a treat. This was wonderful. I loved all your questions, and I loved that the people called in for me. So that was it was excellent. It was a very nice experience for me.
Oh, Dina, thank you so much. And you are
yes.
always welcome on the show. Whenever you want, just shoot me an email. You got my cell phone number. Always. Open door.
Okay, well, I will do that. Thank you so much, and goodbye to everybody. It's a fabulous show, so thank you so much, Joanne.
Thank you, Dina Martin.
Uh-huh.
Everyone, we'll talk to you soon. I'm signing off. New shows will be put up on the website for next week. Kiko Ellsworth and many, many more from General Hospital, All My Children, and One Life to Live. So keep an eye for stardishradio.com for updates on the calendar. And to all of you, have a good night, and thank you again to Dina Martin.
Hi, this is Barbara Allen. Hi, this is Barbara Allen Woods from One Tree Hill, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.